Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello there, my very good friends. On today's wrestling news, we're going to tell you all about a big-time Raw botch as a WWE wrestler forgets his lines live on air.
The Hurt Business implodes on Monday Night Raw.
Got all kinds of stuff from Andrade's first post-WWE interview, including a Charlotte pregnancy story, his WWE salary, why he left the company, all kinds of things.
And the greatest Hall of Fame induction ever! I'm Adam Wilborn.
And I'm Andy Murray.
And this is the news.
Right, let's kick things off with this Raw botch, I guess. Matt Riddle, or Riddle, or whatever, was in the backstage segment with Asuka, and it was pretty typical Riddle fare. It was a bit wacky. He was talking about, yeah, man, I'm going to face Sheamus, man, all this stuff. He's a bit beaten up. He was talking about his scooter to Asuka, and he said to Asuka, are scooters popular in Japan? You think these things are big in Japan? At this point, he kind of lost his way a little bit and said the following. Yeah, you think... I'm sorry, I forgot what I was saying. And then he just scooted off the camera into the distance. Poor Asuka looked utterly bewildered by this whole thing. But Matt Riddle just tacitly acknowledging that he did indeed forget his lines live on air. Now, we're not, you know... It's live TV. Live TV is very difficult. And live TV is especially very difficult when your bosses want to put every single word that comes out of your mouth on the script and say, hey, remember this thing, massive long thing that you're only getting an hour before the show or whatever. So it's a very difficult job these people do, remembering these lines and regurgitating them as the bosses want. So, like, we're not sitting here going, hey, you dumbass, you suck at your job. In actuality, this was just kind of funny, and it brought a smile to my face on an episode of Raw that was not high on things that would bring smiles to your face.
Yeah, I do feel kind of sorry for Riddle here. He'd already done one of his bollocks, bro promos earlier on in the night with one of the greatest wrestlers of all time, and a man I'm going to be talking about a little bit later on today's news. Titus O'Neil, of course. And and he'd had a match with Sheamus. So he'd kind of been through the ringer a bit on Monday Night Raw. Plus, ironic that this happens with the guy who Triple H talked about as being so good at non-scripted promos that he just blew him away when he was in NXT, that he went, oh, I'll just give him sort of cliff notes of what he needs to mention and let him run with it because he's so good at it. And now, because he's been forced into the main roster, you have to say everything verbatim. This happens. Maybe stop doing scripted promos, lads.
Just might be a good idea.
Like I say, Asuka's face was a picture. And let's be honest, that was still a better promo cut by Riddle than the one Shane McMahon did in the ring, where he actually remembered his lines. And I wanted to put my fist in my own ear so I didn't have to hear it anymore.
Yeah. Raw was not good. That's my commentary on last night's Raw.
Yeah, fair. Yeah, let's talk about another aspect of that, though, because one of the best stables in WWE, the coolest stable on Monday Night Raw, is no more, basically. The Hurt Business imploded on last night's show. It started right at the beginning of the show. They came out, they talked about the previous week and the fact that Shelton Benjamin and Cedric Alexander had failed to get the job done against Drew McIntyre. They got a bollocking by MVP, in particular by Bobby Lashley. They came to blows, basically. Later on in the night, Bobby Lashley murdered Shelton Benjamin. I think he might do the same to Cedric Alexander next week on the WrestleMania Go Home Raw, of course. And instead of Cedric Alexander and Shelton Benjamin, the Hurt Business is now Bobby Lashley, MVP, and King Sonny Corbin. Andy, your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, it's this sucks. This really sucks. Like, the Hurt Business were great. And I don't understand why on earth you would even consider splitting them up at all. Like, we were very anti-splitting them up when they were doing the teases a month or so ago, but they seem to get over that. But it's kind of similar to what they're currently doing with Bobby Lashley, right? Everyone loved the big, dominant, almighty champion who hadn't lost in like a year or whatever it was. It wasn't quite a year, but it wasn't far off. And then, you know, as soon as he wins the belt and has, you know, all that success and everyone's like, this is really cool, WWE make him a cowardly heel who has to, you know, pay the roster to fight his battles for him. And now he's shed, you know, the coolest, best stable maybe in American wrestling at the moment. The Pinnacle are great, but they've only been around 2 weeks. Sorry, Max. It really stinks. And I cannot think of a good reason to send these people in separate ways. Now, I have seen people suggest that it's all a ruse. And this means that now Alexander and Benjamin can interfere at WrestleMania, having been banned from it before, and maybe they'll come back together. But until that happens, are we really going to give WWE that level of credit after, you know, their many, many years of just splitting people up for no reason? I don't know if they've earned that right. I thought this whole deal sucked. Feel like pure SHIT, just want the Hurt Business back without Baron Corbin. Preferably.
Yeah, this isn't some elaborate ruse by WWE. Don't convince yourself of that. It happened at the end of Monday Night Raw after Drew McIntyre had beaten up, Ricochet and Mustafa Ali, one of which wasn't trying to collect the bounty, was just trying to get an opportunity on Monday Night Raw, and one of which definitely was in Mustafa Ali. But anyway, Corbin attacked him post-match, and that's a thing now. As I tweeted, Andy, I was hoping after it was pitched last week that the person to get that bounty on Drew's head was going to be Brock Lesnar. Quite the step down for it to be Baron Corbin. And also, screw you if you on social media are like, ooh, long-term booking. Do you remember when Bobby Lashley, Drew McIntyre and Baron Corbin were a thing? Piss off.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they had one match 2 years ago. Okay, sure. Andrade, he's given his first post-WWE interview. It was with Lucha Libre Online, and there's a whole bunch of stuff coming out of this. Translated credit to Carlos Toro for Fightful. Whole bunch of details coming out of this. One of the biggest things is that Andrade saying that a WWE doctor, you know, sometime recently, told Charlotte, his partner, that she was pregnant. They did a bunch of tests themselves independently, negatively. And they came out negative. They did them independently. They didn't do them negatively. They weren't like, oh, God's sake. But she was told, Charlotte was, that she wasn't being medically cleared because of pregnancy. Now, Charlotte has issued a statement, or her team has issued a statement to Alex McCarthy of TalkSport, shouts to Alex, saying the following. What Manny, that's Andrade's real name, what Manny said about the pregnancy test in today's interview is true, but a significant amount of context is lost in translation, and we'd like to clear that up as best we can. A few weeks ago, Charlotte received a call from a WWE medical telling her that her HCG levels had come back high and that she was medically suspended for pregnancy. That day, she took several home tests and they all came back negative. A few days later, blood work and ultrasound confirmed that there was no pregnancy. This was before any issues with the ongoing global bastard, and she is currently medically clear of that. So, good to have that kind of unpacked to get the whole picture. Certain things can get lost in these interviews and stuff, so that's what happened. We got some other information as well. Andrade revealing his WWE salary. Clearly, money was not an issue for this guy when it came to leaving WWE, because he revealed he was earning $3 million a year. Not bad. And on top of this, he talks a little bit about working with Drew McIntyre at the start of the pandemic, and how guys like Drew and Randy Orton treated him really well. Randy Orton specifically said, hey man, why the hell aren't they using you? You're really quite great. Which was apparently part of, you know, when he started to realize, okay, I gotta go. He's gone now. We don't know his next big wrestling move, but I'm looking forward to it. And sounds like this was a very, very, very revelatory interview from Andrade.
Yeah, I'm not going to comment on a lot of the things there because it's not right for me to comment on that sort of thing. But all I'll say is best luck wherever he ends up next. Hopefully it's somewhere like New Japan or AEW. Keep your eyes peeled because, like you say, he's such a talent.
So
speaking of talents, let's conclude today with a report from Fightful Select that the brilliant Titus O'Neil, leader of Titus Worldwide, could be heading in to the 2021 WWE Hall of Fame, Fightful Select, claiming he has been penciled in for the Warrior Awards spot since February. Now, that slot is typically given to someone who, quote, exhibited unwavering strength and perseverance and who lives life with the courage and compassion that embodies the indomitable spirit of the Ultimate Warrior. Now, normally, of course, this goes to someone maybe outside of WWE. Personally, I think this year it should go to someone like Shad Gaspard, who deserves honouring. But if not Shad, someone like Titus, who does such great work for charities, does a lot of stuff around the Tampa area, of course, providing opportunities for students and young children. I mean, he more than merits it, Andy. So, yeah, congratulations to him. I know I do the Titus gimmick a lot, but putting all that to one side, he's just a top bloke, Andy.
Yeah, Titus O'Neil is a saint among men. You look at all the good work he does for children in particular. He's very deserving of the Warrior Award. I still think that award should be renamed, you know, knowing what we now know about Ultimate Warrior and everything else. But Titus deserves the honour. He's, by all accounts, one of the greatest dudes in all of pro wrestling, and very happy for him.
Yeah, and the better half of the hosts of WrestleMania 37, let's be honest. Right, let's move on to your Twitter questions, at WhatCultureWWE, of course, if you want to get in touch with us. Sam Long starts us off saying, morning, gents. Morning, Sam. With WrestleMania 40 not too far away, who do you think will get the big babyface fans' choice win at the show of shows? We had Brett at 10, Eddie at 20, Brian at 30. Who at 40, Andy?
Babyface Bayley beating heel Sasha Banks after a redemptive arc after, what, like 4 years it'll be of that point of playing this heel character. Coming back to the light, getting the big cathartic put a win. The roles reversed with her and Sasha. Sasha's the heel, which she's a little bit better at. I think that'd be really cool. And it would also be long-term booking, not headcanon stuff.
Yeah, great stuff. I genuinely cannot pick better than that. Absolutely nailed that, Andy. Right, second question today comes from Ben. I'm going to murder your surname here. Ben D. Monzaemon, I'm going to say. Apologies, Ben, if I've messed that up. Saying, with Logan Paul surely being on WrestleMania 37, would you like a battle of YouTubers like the battle of the, well, he said billionaires, millionaires, at WrestleMania 23 using wrestlers as proxies? It's so stupid and celebrity-centric. Vince would love it.
Yeah, I mean, I can definitely see them going down that route at some point. I actually think, like, using the Paul brothers, Jake... Logan.
Not Jake. He's a proper knobhead.
Yeah, I mean, they're all knobheads. Apart from Chris and Sean, the other members of that family. I actually think that, like, using... Because, like, Logan Paul's really good at making people want to see him get punched in the face, right? And that's heel work 101. So using him makes sense. Not the one... Is Jake the one that went to that graveyard and was weird and... bad. Yeah, get rid of him.
Logan was the one who went to the forest and wasn't. Yeah, he's
okay.
meant to be redeeming himself now. He has changed a lot since then, but yes, he still did it and was still the stupidest thing you could do, and he's just awful.
Rubbish and awful. So on that account, no, let's not use them.
I'm scared about suggesting other YouTubers now because they've all got bloody skeletons in their closet. So I'm just going to say, if you're going to have a battle of YouTubers, instead of needing to use wrestlers as proxies, just use Simon Miller because he's lovely and he can wrestle and everyone is going to... He's the best baby... In fact, give him the WrestleMania 40 big baby face win because that'll be the best thing. Yes!
Oh, yeah.
Brilliant.
Sorters.
Right, let's conclude by the question from Jake, who says, what prize would you award the winners of the Andre the Giant and the Women's WrestleMania Battle Royals? I thought maybe a chance to challenge for the mid-card title, but the women's side doesn't have that ability.
Yeah, how about a world title shot? Why not? Why not make it really prestigious? Why not make it a thing? Why not put it on the kickoff show and, like, build it up a little bit and go, hey, you got this trophy... And you got the 1 week push that comes with this trophy before we forget about you. But also, we're going to give you a really cool world title shot on, like, an episode of Raw or a B-level pay-per-view. It could be a filler or it could be something bigger. Indeed. I think that'd be cool and I'd like to see it.
Yeah. I'll just say something. That's what you should give the BBC Women's Battle Royals. Just something, I'll take.
Anything.
Yeah, let's conclude with today's and finally in a tweet that I'm sure Andy Murray will relate to here from Bryce Remsburg, who tweeted overnight, ever since Paul White joined the team, no one teases the bald guys anymore. Probably a coincidence, and then a big plug for AEW Dark. But yeah, representing the bald community and making sure, I mean, we're both persecuted, bald people and gingers. We've got to stick together in this, Andy.
Yeah, absolutely. Good to see Rick Knox, Bryce Remsburg, and Paul White coming together. Bit disappointing not to see your John Silvers in here, you know, your Scorpio Skies. The other great bald man of AEW. But yes, I love all my bald friends. We stick together, and Paul White is very good.
I realise I say this, by the way, saying, isn't it funny about the bald guys on the hottest day of the year here in the UK? So yeah. Expect me to be horrifically sunburnt on tomorrow's news. Me and Andy are going to be as red as a bloody beet tomorrow.
Let's
know your thoughts on that and all today's news stories in the comment section below. Don't forget to like, share and subscribe. And subscribe to What Culture Wrestling on either iTunes, Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts from for daily wrestling podcasts. Myself and the Daddy Boys. Oh, it's going to be a fun one sitting down to review Monday Night Raw a little bit later on today. Plus, you can let us know your thoughts and Twitter questions on Twitter at WhatCultureWWE. Watch there. Follow both of us. You can follow Andy Murray at
Andy H. Murray. The H stands for, hey man, I sure am glad I don't have to review Raw today because that show sucked.
2 + 2 = 5. I'm not stupid. Oh, Braun Strowman. It's going to be a tough one to get through, particularly with Michael Sidgwick. You can follow me on Twitter at Adam Wilbur. Follow us all at WhatCultureWWE. But for now, my thanks to Andy Murray. Thank you for joining us, and we will see you soon.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.